NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Good morning, and salutations to everyone out there. Welcome to another exciting Saturday on Fox Sports Radio. A lot of college football games going on. It's a beautiful thing in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful thing in this neighborhood.
Oh, Plex feeling good today.
Plex clapping it up.
Let's go, Sparty. Let's go.
What's going on, Stretch? How you feeling, brother?
Beautiful, man. Yeah. Michigan State at Miami today. I got in contact with Ed Reed and Andre Johnson, but, you know, unfortunately, I couldn't get no money out of them.
They didn't want to bet.
I said, listen, I like breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Let's just pick one.
Not wrong with a breakfast, lunch, or dinner, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do it, baby.
A little bit
Let's
of food.
Go, Sparty.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Houshmandzadeh, how you feeling? Are you as excited about your Oregon State Beavers?
Did I come in here clapping like Plexico? We got work to do, man. We just got to keep getting recruits in that can help us win. It's always an uphill battle when you got Oregon 30 minutes away.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
And y'all both got weird, like, mascots, you know, ducks, beavers.
Man, Sparty is nationally, internationally recognized. What you mean?
We won
the best mascot in college, three or four years ago.
I was talking about Oregon schools.
What is a Nittany Lion?
It's a mountain lion.
Right.
So just from call yourselves a mountain lion.
Has anybody ever seen
from,
one?
They're from.
No.
Yes.
Not in Pennsylvania.
They're mountain lions.
We got the mountain lions out here.
That.
They got mountain lions in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Sam, whoever's on the keyboard.
That's Sam. He over here smiling.
One more time, Sam.
Don't start that.
He really did it.
Oh my God.
Hey,
don't start that. Hey, please.
Is it a whiteout at Penn State today?
There is a whiteout.
They losing to Auburn today.
Well, I mean, that's your
whole prediction. They play Auburn?
Yeah, they losing.
Oh, that's a good game.
They're losing.
Let me explain to you
I would have never said that if you didn't start. They're losing.
That's a good game.
Before we get going on that, can you please give
Let's
us
get going, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to defy aging with M-Dry, the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels, boosts energy, and helps you get lean. Visit mdryformen.com for 20% off with promo code TJ. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Dry.
Well, there you go. Or get to Oregon State. You know,
hey, white out, they gonna get whited out today.
You know what I love?
That's a good game.
I love when I hear hate come out of people when it's spewed from their mouths.
See, my opinion is now hate.
Yes, we have a lot of hate going on, in fact, and we got a lot to get to in this show. We'll talk thoughts on rookie quarterbacks. We'll also jump into this USC job opening. You'll be interesting to hear some of the takes on that. Nagy, you know, we're going to have to jump on Matt Nagy and have some conversations about that. So there's a lot to get to, everyone, but I want to start with some interesting social media deals that took place after the game between the Washington football team and the New York Super Giants. Now, this is interesting. Kadarius Toney, you know, he went to his social media. One of the first things he posted was, "I don't be mad. Ish just be lame to me, like, for real." Then he came back and he doubled down on it and he put media some clowns. But I'm above that, literally, with a jet. You know, he's sitting on an airplane over the clouds or whatever. But then he came back and he posted something later on. He basically said the media makes something out of nothing, you know, all the time, and just kind of was on some dismissive type stuff, as in, you know, he's good, it's good over here, but y'all trying to make it into something by the way y'all checking for me on social media. Now, I wanted to put this in front of you guys. Obviously, when we created the show Up on Game, the premise of the show was literally to put people up on game. Now, sometimes we have oversights in terms of how we do things, the why behind why we do things, who's paying attention, how it may impact you. And, you know, we came to this show basically bringing our you know, experiences, our candid approaches to situations. And that's what I love so much about the formation of this show. And obviously it's represented in the title. When you see a guy who's clearly frustrated and should be frustrated, and they go to their social media and they start, you know, putting things on social media.
He should be frustrated, you think?
Well, yeah, I think okay. So. Right. I think so, but you can give me your take on it. I think anytime you lose, you should be frustrated for one, but the manner in which they lost and maybe the way their quarterback played. I mean, we could talk about that, but do you feel as though he was warranted? First, it sounds like maybe you don't think it was warranted, but what's your take on Kadarius's handling of their setback or their loss against Washington?
Okay, let me say this. He has a right to be frustrated. Any competitor would be frustrated by not playing. But then when you look at it and you dive into it, you were hurt in training camp. You didn't practice much. So what do you expect them to do? Just throw you in there because you was a first-round pick? I'll be honest and say they shouldn't have drafted him.
Ooh.
When I did the draft for Fox. Absolutely. And when he was drafted, I said, why are they drafting him? They don't need him. This is a bad draft pick. I said that at the time. Not saying he's not a good player. The Giants don't need him. They signed Kenny Golladay as a free agent. Sterling Shepard is your slot receiver, who's your best receiver. And Darius Slayton played very well his first 2 years in the league. Why do you need Kadarius Toney? And Gettleman comes out and says, oh, we can use him in a slot on jet sweeps. You draft somebody in the first round to be a gadget guy? You draft somebody in, not only in the first round, the upper part of the first round to be a gadget guy? That's a terrible draft pick. That's not a good draft pick. That's not a good draft pick. When you have what you have already at the receiver position, and then on Tony's part, he could be frustrated because he's not playing. But you got hurt. You don't think they want to play you? You're a first-round pick. They're investing in you. You got hurt. Support your teammates, because I was one of the guys that would complain, but when I look back on it, we did so much dumb when we were younger. It was like, why? The coaches want to win. They're going to put the best players out there. Bruh, you a first-round pick. They want you out there. They don't want you on the sideline. Straight up. But Gettleman should have never drafted them. They didn't need them. It was a bad draft pick.
Sounds like you're not high on him.
You know what? First of all, one of the things I'm going to say is that one of the benefits for myself, and I'm pretty sure you guys can attest to it, is that, you know, we didn't have social media when we were playing.
Man.
So we couldn't type and push that send button and you know, expel our frustrations. But one thing he has to understand from a media standpoint, this is New York City.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest media market in the world. Don't put that target on yourself. You're a rookie. You're two games in. And just like TJ said, he wasn't even a first-round draft pick. Gettleman really wanted to draft Jalen Waddle, so he took the next best thing.
Or Devontae Smith.
And
Philly jumped
so
him.
So they took the next best thing. So he really wanted Jalen Waddle. But just like you said, Kadarius Toney, he got hurt. He didn't play in the preseason. And then on top of that, being a wide receiver, TJ, you know, just like you and myself, when you don't get any targets, you're frustrated. Listen, I just went to my son's football game this morning, drove 45 minutes away to Sparta, New Jersey.
And you said I drove 45 minutes to see this.
I drove 45 minutes away. You know what? They did not throw him the ball one single time. And how do you think I felt as a father sitting there looking at this game and we lose like 21-3 and he don't even get an attempt? So what is the evaluation point come in? How do I evaluate him? I'm valuing him off of effort. Keep playing hard. But for Kadarius Toney,
a great point, Plex. Go ahead.
Yeah, we gotta figure out why you're not getting targets. Are you getting open? That is the first thing we need to figure out.
Are you working hard?
And you know what else is bad, Plex? What veteran on that team can go talk to him? Kenny Galladay was pissed off on the sideline, so you can't even go say a word to him.
Yeah, he was going on Daniel.
And listen, and I'm getting to that. Sterling Shepard is the longest tenure giant on the football team. You know how long he's been playing?
Like
6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Who you going to talk to? Hey, when I came into the league, I had Damani Dawson. Mm. I had Jerome Bettis.
Sheesh.
LeVon Kirkland.
Sheesh.
Jason Gilden.
Sheesh.
Guys that you can go sit down and have a real conversation with. What's going on? These guys are, you know, 12, 13, 14 years in. You don't even have a guy on the football field that's a six-year veteran.
Wow.
So
you think it's a lack of leadership?
For himself.
You think
it is.
Because you're closer to it than anybody else is, Plex. Like, your take on what's going on in New York, because a lot of people feel a certain type of way about the way New York is playing right now. I know, being a Penn Stater, I feel a certain type of way about it because it doesn't allow for my guy, my vested interest in the team, to do what he needs to do. If the passing game isn't what it needs to be, the running game is going to suffer, and vice versa. If the running game isn't what it needs to be, the passing game is going to suffer. And I watched a Washington team that totally took Saquon Barkley out of the game plan. And it was really because they couldn't get anything going super good in the passing game. Like, I know he missed there was a drop that could have been a game-winning, game-icing touchdown pass. I know he made some decent throws in the game. But all in all, Daniel Jones didn't look like a great quarterback. He didn't even –
I didn't think he played bad, though.
I didn't think he was bad. He just wasn't
– Think about this.
Wasn't great. He wasn't really great. Super good.
Daniel Jones is drafted in the first round, top 10. Taylor Heinicke is undrafted. Washington let him throw the ball more than the Giants let Daniel Jones. Make that make sense. Like, Washington is letting an undrafted guy air it out, where the Giants, where they need to see what they have in Daniel Jones, they're not even doing the same thing. He didn't play bad. If they let him throw the ball more, when they get that interception, you please say, run, pass. They were playing it safe. They were scared. We got this field goal. Our defense is going to shut them down. they played scared.
Mm. Yeah, because they still could have won the game. I mean, it was a great game to watch because of how competitive it was. But it was two teams that are trying to find their ways playing against each other. This was not two elite teams playing a football game. This was two teams that are trying to figure it out. So. I don't know. There's be a lot of conversations about it. I hope the young man does get somebody that you know, kind of reels them in just a little bit. I don't think guys are wrong for expressing themselves, but I also will say, if you're doing something that's going to damage you and damage your brand and just how you're perceived, I never like to see a guy put himself in a position where he's got to go back over what he's done and have to apologize. But you know,
it's exactly what he's doing, man. Listen, this ain't Jacksonville. You know, this New York City.
Yeah.
So, listen, they put in the paper on TV when you drop a pass in practice. We ain't talking about a football game yet. So, young man, just need to calm down and, you know, go out and perform.
Yeah.
That's all you can really do. And figure out why you ain't getting no targets.
Yeah, that's
– You think they don't want to get
targets?
You
got to get in the game.
Yep. Welcome back to Up on Game.
Hey, this song is really fitting, huh? Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, really fitting.
Okay.
Because you know what we're doing? We're defying age with M-Drive. The supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels, boosts energy, and helps you get lean. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with promo code TJ. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. Stay sexy.
Ooh, that is your line, ain't it?
Hey, bro, we went from him taking baths and showers and his water deal.
Yeah, they got tired of my water and my baths. They got tired of that, man. They got tired of it.
Now he doing sexy with M-Drive. Shouts out to M-Drive.
Yeah.
And shouts out to everybody who supports us. Make sure you check out our podcast. Subscribe today. Leave a comment. You know, leave a rating. We appreciate all of that. All right, we got a lot to get to here. Let's jump into the quarterbacks of the National Football League had their opening days, and well, some guys impressed, some guys did not, and it just is what it is. I wanted to get your guys' takes on the guys who played, player rankings, you know, from week one. Kyler Murray is in that number one spot. Pat Mahomes, number two, Jared Goff, number three, Jameis Winston, four, Brady, five, Hurts was six, Dak Prescott, seven, Russell Wilson, eight, Derek Carr, nine, Matthew Stafford, 10.
What is this based on?
Let's see. It's based off of, well, I don't know. I don't know. But it has the
them rankings
the,
are
the
off.
Order, the order is actually in – it's by fantasy points is the order there.
Oh, fantasy
yeah.
Points.
I'm like, that's off.
By QB rating, yeah, Stafford was number one because he had a perfect QB rating.
This is by fantasy football. Wow, okay.
I never understood this. How can you have a perfect QB rating if you throw incomplete passes?
Man, Flex, the way they be doing these ratings baffles me as well.
I don't understand. All right,
so let's take away the numbers.
What's a QB rating?
Let's take away the numbers. Let's approach it from who did you like? Who did you like? What did you like?
Well, for me, I'll give you a handful of quarterbacks in no order, wins and losses. I like the way Dak Prescott played coming off his injury. I thought he was fantastic in a losing effort. I thought he was fantastic. They put the game on his shoulders, and he almost came through.
Door prize. I was with you, though.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I like Stafford, his debut with the Rams. I thought he played really well.
I'm with you there.
Kyler Murray. Tennessee was a playoff team. They won their division.
They spanked and them.
Chandler Jones was a big part of it, but Kyler Murray, he did his part, and I thought he played well. Tom Brady played extremely well. But the last one I'm going to name, if he can keep this up, comeback player of the year, even though he wasn't hurt, is Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston throws five touchdowns, zero interceptions. Sean Payton just has a way of – getting guys to play with. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater went undefeated in that system when he played.
Spoke at length about that, but
and so those would be the guys that I thought week one. Kudos, thumbs up, great job, guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, who you got, Plex?
Hey, going back to week one, I want to say this: the quarterbacks that looked the worst in week one didn't play in the preseason. Mm. That was Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers. If Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady can go out there and play in the preseason, then Daniel Jones definitely can be out there playing football. I mean, let's just keep it real and say, listen, if those two guys can play in the preseason, play a whole first half in the preseason, Daniel Jones, you need playing football. And the coach is talking about, we don't want him to get hurt and all that. Man, it's football. This ain't badminton. This ain't underwater basket weaving. You got to – just like Brian Flores said, the only way I know how to get better at football is to play football. There's no way around it. And I'm going to get to Jameis Winston. Last week, he came out and played spectacular. But I want to see how he's going to follow up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He went down and threw the ball for 20 times. You score 38 points. You go 14 for 20. You score five touchdowns. You throw five touchdowns and 20 attempts. That's not going to happen every weekend.
Sure is.
So we want to look at Jameis and say, what is he going to do when he's throwing the ball 40, 40, 45, 50 times a game, what kind of decisions is he going to be making? That is what we want to see. But listen, throwing the ball 20 times in a football game and scoring 5 touchdowns, that's not going to happen every weekend. So we want to see what kind of decisions he is going to be making going forward. I think he's going to play great. If he continues on the path that he's going, just like TJ said, he won't just be comeback player of the year. He'll be the MVP. But I love Dak. I love the way that he came back and off of injury. We're talking about week one. But for Jameis, man, I'm really excited. I'm really excited for him. He said, listen, let's turn the ball loose. Let's launch it. And Sean Payton is going to put him in those situations because they throw the ball downfield. That's what he does. He has one of the best deep balls in football. So I just want to see how he's going to follow up tomorrow.
You know, there was the good and there was the bad. We'll talk about what took place with one quarterback, Andy Dalton, as we get further into the show. But, you know, it's interesting to me looking at the way some of these quarterbacks played, looking at some of the way these rookies played. It's interesting to have a rookie quarterback with a rookie coach that has never coached that at the pro level. And one of the games, obviously, that I paid attention to was the Jacksonville Jaguar game and how they would handle their first game out. I think they're in for a tremendous learning curve on what it will take to win in the National Football League. You would never think that the gap between one level to the next is vast, but if you're going to be brutally honest, the jump from high school to college is tougher on a lot of guys than it is on others. And I think that you're able to have a ton of success and close the learning gap a whole lot simpler at the college level as you transition out from high school. But the level of, and that's coaching as well, the level of preparation and understanding from those who understand it and get it and have the system in place that it's tried and true, you notice it even when they don't have Super Bowl seasons, they still win. And that's what I was looking at about, you know, the Saints not having Drew Brees. Those guys still find a way to win. The Steelers, they still found a way to win. But I sit here and I look at Jacksonville, and you have to say that it's difficult is all get out. It's the most difficult transition from one level to another in terms of what the prep is, what works, why it doesn't work, how do you do it, and I don't know that this is going to be the greatest story told for Trevor Lawrence. And I feel bad about it because you always get a guy that has this special way. And we're looking at someone like Matthew Stafford, who clearly looked different, looked happy, looked vibrant playing for the Rams, right? And you're possibly going to see the deterioration of a star that came out, a can't-miss star that came out of college that won't be able to overcome the franchise that they play for. But that was something that stood out to me when I was watching these quarterbacks play was, man, some guys, they get all the luck, they get the perfect life all the way up until that number one draft pick. And then you gotta figure out what being the golden boy really is all about. And that's going to be a harsh and rude awakening that he's going to have to be able to navigate. I believe we have Ilo in the back.
Hey, TJ.
Yo.
TJ, what did you call him? Trevor Lawrence?
Ah, here you go.
What'd you call him?
I'm
generational.
Yeah, I mean, that you can come out as a generational talent for certain. It just doesn't always play out that way.
He threw for over 300 and had 3 touchdowns.
How many times have we seen this?
He threw for over 300 and had 3 touchdowns.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean,
that's a good start to me.
I don't
over 300 and 3 touchdowns. That's a good start. You had the number one pick for a reason.
And we spoke about this. Has he ever dealt with any adversity?
Hey, you know what?
And losing is
this
adversity.
This is his first regular season loss. ever. He didn't lose in high school. He didn't even lose in college until the college football playoff.
What does, hey, TJ, you were smarter than that. What does the eye test tell you?
He's going to have a lot of firsts.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have a lot of
firsts. This NFL, he's going to struggle. He's going to struggle. But it's been done in Jacksonville before with a quarterback that's nowhere near as talented.
Who, Mark Brunell?
I'm talking about
Blaine Gabbert?
Nah.
B-Left?
Nah.
Who we talking about?
Blake Bortles.
David Garrard?
Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles. Recent.
Blake Bortles still playing? Is he still playing for
football? No. But my point is, it's been done with a quarterback that had nowhere near the talent of Trevor Lawrence. So if they get the pieces around him, they had Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell. They had guys. They had dudes. Fournette.
They let them all go.
Draft the right guys. You can do it in Jacksonville because you have a much better quarterback than you've had.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know about the whole Blake Bortles deal. He's never done anything. But
they went to.
He's never done anything. But all right. I mean,
how far did they go in the playoffs? They went to the AFC Championship game. They should have beat New England.
The expectations in Oregon State are clearly not what they are in the Big Ten.
That's very clear.
I hope y'all not drinking this early. Because when you take your team to the AFC Championship game and you act like that's nothing?
Trent Dilfer went to a Super Bowl and Super Bowl.
So my whole point is...
Trent Dilfer went to the Super Bowl. Alo, give us an update, man. We don't want to hear your
point, TJ. What an all-time great defense.
We don't want to hear your point, TJ.
Everybody listening agrees with me except for y'all two.
You're probably right. What you got?
I was going to say something, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
If you guys noticed that we got the LeVar squeak, you know it's good radio when you get the LeVar squeak.
What's the squeak? What is the squeak?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, yes, LeVar, because
I knew it was a setup.
It's always a setup. It is.
Go ahead.
This is on file. We have it on file. This is the LeVar squeak
here
when you know you're entertaining and funny if you get LeVar to make these noises.
Here you go.
You cannot make that stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to the college football scoreboard.
That's that smoker squeal. don't smoke and do laughing. Don't smoke and laugh at the same time.
Don't knock it, LeVar. It's very distinctive and adds to your appeal as a member of the sports media.
There you go.
Number 3, Oklahoma to a 7-3 lead over Nebraska.
It's so horrible. Go ahead.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Like I said, horrible is not the enemy of entertaining.
That is true.
Spencer Rattler, 7 out of 8 for 55 yards, and he scored the only touchdown so far of the ball game on a 1-yard quarterback keeper. Number 7, Texas A&M hosting New Mexico. Texas A&M making some big plays early. Here's Andrew Monaco on KZNE.
Spiller behind Calzada in the pistol. Fake the handoff to him. Zach steps up, going deep, wide open, Demas! Touchdown, Aggies, 70 yards! Hollywood is here!
Actually, Hollywood is in Southern California. 7th-ranked Texas A&M up 14-0 over New Mexico. Hollywood, Florida, too. You're absolutely right. And Marquise Hollywood Brown in the NFL. There's Hollywoods everywhere.
There you go.
There's a Hollywood in studio.
Well, there's always a Hollywood in studio when I'm here. I don't know what else you're referring to.
Well, you do know my initials, right?
L-A. Okay, all right. I don't know your middle initial, though.
There you go. Well, I don't use that when I'm going for the effect of being Hollywood.
Got it. So your middle name, your middle initial is R. Your middle initials are for the record, so it would be LRA. So I understand why you don't use the middle
here you
initial.
Go, man.
Hey, get this. 8th-ranked Cincinnati is trailing on the road at Indiana. It's 7-0 in favor of the Hoosiers. 5:31 left to play in the first quarter. Number 15, Virginia Tech trailing on the road at West Virginia as the Mountaineers asking, what can Brown do for you?
Snap. Running play. Up the middle goes Letty. Brown, he bursts free. Here's Letty over the 40. He's at midfield. Letty to the Virginia Tech 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone touchdown, Letty Brown from 80 yards away, and the West Virginia University Mountaineers hit the Hokies with early lightning with 12:24 to go.
Tony Caridi the call on WMMN, but Virginia Tech has just gotten into the end zone. The conversion pending. West Virginia still leads them 14-6, 3:11 left to play in the first quarter. 16th-ranked Coastal Carolina tied at Buffalo at 7, 1:50 left to play in the first quarter there. Michigan State playing number 24 Miami to a scoreless draw. 2 minutes, 35 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Michigan State has the ball, third down and one at midfield. Speaking of Michigan, number 25 Michigan hosting Northern Illinois in Ann Arbor.
Right on the doorstep, up under center now is McNamara. McNamara tries the sneak to the right guard. McNamara, 1 yard, touchdown Michigan.
That's Jim Brandstetter with the call on WWJ. They're up 14-3 over Northern Illinois late in the first quarter. And that actually was not live booing by Plexico. In the Michigan radio broadcast, they actually have a sound effect of Plexico booing every time they score a touchdown, which I thought was very considerate of them.
That's amazing.
Back to you, L.A.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ilo. I appreciate it. You do so well on these updates. That's Isaac Lowenkron. That's my man. All right, so we're going to go to a break here because I want to have full time on this next segment. Here's the tease for you guys. I have a theory about Deshaun Watson and why he is still on the team, not playing, and why he's not being dealt, and why he possibly will not be dealt before the trade deadline. Yes. That is the tease. I want you, TJ, and Mr. Burris, to think about what your thoughts are on why he will not be dealt, or if he does get dealt, why will he get dealt? I mean, there's just a lot surrounding this Deshaun Watson situation. But I'll tell you what, Tyrod Taylor came in, did what he needed to do, but it has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson, and I'm going to tell you why.
TJ doesn't like Tyrod Taylor as a starting quarterback, by the way.
Who said that?
You said it last week.
What did I say?
You said he's not a starting quarterback.
Hey, I've already said that.
Hey, I need you to pull that up, Sam, when I said that last week, please.
Sam just looked at you like, I don't know where that is.
You said Cam Newton
would
take his job.
No, I said Cam Newton is better than Tyrod Taylor. That's what I said.
I love the sarcasm from Flex.
Right? Okay. I think there's not one person in football that would say Tyrod Taylor is better than Cam Newton.
I would have to agree with that. But he's younger.
Cam Newton is better.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know why the music is so smooth coming back in the Up On Game, Plex?
What's that?
You know why it's real, real, real smooth?
Real smooth. Because you got to defy aging with M-Drive. The supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels, boosts energy, and helps you get lean. Visit MDriveForMen.com for 20% off with promo code TJ. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. Because back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah.
But you want to feel like one, so get M-Drive.
Yeah, you want to feel like one, get that M-Drive.
I want to feel like a kid again. Well, kind of like a teenager. Not like a kid. Yeah. Hey, you want to hear a funny story? So one time I was at the Ivy. We were out eating one day. And the LeBron James joint had came out, the whole LeBron James, LeBron. And I was walking to the car. Trish was like, LeBron James, LeBron James, LeBron James. And I looked at her like, what is wrong with you?
You ain't know where it came from.
And then she pointed up. She ain't point like to the side. She pointed up. And I followed her hand up, and it was LeBron James's face at the end of her finger. Yeah, he was right there. I was like, oh. Hi, LeBron James.
you couldn't say it how she was saying him.
No, I looked at it, but she said it. He heard her. You know, we've met him a few times, but it was just funny that what that just made me think of. All right, you're listening up on Game. Back to the show. This is Fox Sports Radio. It's been a great show so far. Make sure you check out our podcast. If you haven't caught the show, you could get caught up listening there and wherever you download your podcast shows at. So we had an interesting Thursday night game. We talked about the Kadarius Toney Instagram post. We also talked about what we felt some of the quarterbacks did or may have not did. Did they answer some questions? I mean, I just have concerns and questions about what's going to happen in Jacksonville with a generational talent in Trevor Lawrence, who threw for over 300 yards and three touchdowns and had seemingly a start to a Hall of Fame career by TJ's account.
These guys, man.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean,
hey, I really hope in 5 years we still doing this show. I pray we're still doing this show.
I don't see why we
because we gonna play this back and see who was right and who was wrong.
Yeah, you can play it back, write it down, take a picture.
And you know what they're gonna say? He was the first pick for a reason. That's why he should be doing this. You know how they're gonna do it.
And we're gonna sound just like that when we're saying
I will.
Yeah, so we're going to touch on this Deshaun Watson situation. I did tease it. We don't have enough time in this segment, obviously, but you got to stay put for the second hour of the show. But before we go to the break to go to the top of the hour, I'm just curious, who did you think was the best performer or what team do you think was the best performing team? Like, what team jumped out at you and you're like, man, this a squad, this a mob this year.
You know what I'll say is when I named the quarterbacks, I didn't name Patrick Mahomes, and
that's a given, right?
We expect it from them.
Yeah.
But the comeback that they had against Cleveland, like, I'm watching the game and I'm like, oh, this is over.
It's kind of crazy. They were getting smashed.
And then the punter, it was a bad weekend for punters because what's your boy name? Plex that did the punt from Texas Longhorns. Remember Cameron Dicker?
Cameron Dicker.
It was just a bad weekend for punters, man. Cleveland punter dropped the ball, and Patrick Mahomes, this is exactly what I needed. But we expect that. I was surprised at Pittsburgh that they were able to go to Buffalo.
Went into Buffalo.
And beat them the way down,
right.
down 10-0.
Yeah.
Down 10-0. Right. But I played Pittsburgh so many times, they always going to play defense. I don't care who they have on that side of the ball. That defense is going to be constant, and as long as seven is under center, they have a chance.
Best performance last weekend, I got to say Von Miller. I was at the game, and I got a chance to watch the game up close and personal, and you would never think that he was coming off a torn Achilles tendon.
He worked so hard.
Man, they was putting him out there. The Giants was coming out and empty. This guy's name is Von Miller.
Right.
He needs a tight end over top of him, and he needs to be chipped.
Hey, Plex, how many times?
Put some respect on that man's name.
How many times in our group chat have we talked about, man, these coaches, how are they coaching, bro?
Man.
How are they coaching?
We coming out and empty. This guy's name is Von Miller. Put a tight end in front of him and chip him with the linebacker, and he just went out there and showed like it was his second, third year in the league.
Common sense ain't always common.
Exactly what I'm talking about. So Von Miller doing his numbers.
Well, we mentioned Chandler Jones earlier. I ain't never seen Derek Thomas had a performance against Andy Heck like that one time, but that was as dominant as it gets in terms of just coming off that edge and just going crazy with it.
I got another one for y'all when we come back.
All right. Well, not only will we have that other one when we come back, but we're going to talk some Deshaun Watson and a couple other things you'll want to know and you'll want to hear. Stay
Sparty,
tuned. Stay stuck
go.
In.
Sparty.
This
let's
is Up
go
On
Sparty.
Game. Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.